Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power,
wonder-working power in the
blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power,
wonder-working power in the
blood.
Good morning, my friend, and welcome to Missionary Echoes. I'm Pastor Joel, joining you once again in the studio today. So, this morning, have you made any resolutions for 2023? I found a list from the works of Jonathan Edwards, a minister who lived back in the early 1700s. Here's a sampling of a couple of his resolutions. He said, "Resolved, never to lose one moment of time, but to improve it in the most profitable way I can possibly can." Then resolved, "To live with all my might while I do live." Then resolved, "Never to do anything which I should be afraid to do if it were the last hour of my life." Another one was resolved, "Never to do anything out of revenge." And yet another was, "Never to speak evil of anyone, so that it should tend to dishonor, more or less, upon no account except for some real good." Then resolved, "To study the Scriptures so steadily, constantly, and frequently, as that I may find and plainly perceive myself to grow in the knowledge of the same." It's quite an impressive list, really. There's a whole bunch of other ones as well. But in those couple that I read, did you get a glimpse of the passion that filled Jonathan Edwards to serve God? Yes, I'm sure there were problems in his day. But as he looked forward, he did so with a determination that he was going to do what was right. And most of all, he was going to serve God and look to God as his guide. Honestly, I really don't know what 2023 might hold, but I'm confident this morning that God will still be in control. Hudson Taylor, missionary to China and founder of what today is known as the Overseas Missionary Fellowship, gave us this excellent advice. He said, "Let us give up our work, our plans, ourselves, our lives, our loved ones, our influence, our all, right into God's hand. And then, when we've given all over to Him, there will be nothing left for us to be troubled about." My friend, this year, we can look forward with our hope and trust fixed securely in our Lord.
Thank you. God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Let's look to the Lord in prayer today. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, that you're a God who is faithful, that we can trust you and be confident in your ability to do exactly what you said you will do. Lord, you see those who are listening this morning that are dealing with pain and suffering. I know that you're the great physician, that you understand our bodies much better than anyone else. I pray, Lord, that they would feel your healing touch and your help with them even today. Lord, as we're gathered in your house to worship you, may praises resound from hearts that are honest and open before you. Lord, if there's anything in any of us that needs cleansed, that needs forgiven, I pray that you would help us to admit it, get it taken care of today. Thank you, Lord, that you're a gracious and merciful God. Lord, for this broadcast today, I ask that you would help us. Help us to accomplish your will, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and at 6 p.m. for an evening worship service. On Wednesday nights, we have a prayer and praise service at 7 p.m. Now, I hope you'll be able to join us in person for our services, but if not, you can always go to LebanonGMC.com, where you can watch live broadcasts of our services and find out about upcoming events. There you can even share prayer requests with us. We would love to pray for you. That's LebanonGMC.com.
Wind shadows fall and the night covers all. There are things that my eye cannot see. I'll never fear, for the Savior is near. My Lord abides with me. Jesus is near. future may bring. I can depend on the strength of my friend. He walks along with me. How can I fear, for Jesus is near. Ever watches over me. Worries all cease, for he gives me peace. How can I fear with Jesus? How can I fear? Jesus is near. Ever watches over me. Worries all cease. He gives me peace. How can I fear with Jesus? Worries all cease, for he gives me peace. How can I feel with Jesus?
Our scripture for today comes from Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to break in at verse number 25. This is Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And in this Sermon on the Mount, he comes to this point. He says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. Do they not sow or reap or store away in barns? And yet, your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Those words, "do not worry," they're so easy to say. But truly, I think we can all say that they're not always so easy to do. Now, I do want to point out here that Jesus is not saying that you should never plan or never prepare for the future. But the point, I think, here is that as we plan and as we prepare, and as we think ahead, do so with full confidence in the power of God, who will not fail or grow tired of being God. This faith in God makes a huge difference in our perspective on life, doesn't it? As I read about John Edwards' resolutions, I wonder what he would say about how I live today. In the roughly 300 years that have passed from his day to this, there's a lot of things that have changed in our world. We truly live in a land of abundance, and we're greatly blessed with material things. But if you stop and think about it, all of these things can actually add to our worries. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote in his book, The Cost of Discipleship, that earthly possessions dazzle our eyes, and they delude us into thinking that they can provide security and freedom from anxiety. Yet, all the time, they're the very source of all kinds of anxiety. If our hearts are set on them, our reward is an anxiety whose burden is intolerable. Anxiety creates its own treasures, and they in turn beget further care. When we seek for security in possessions, we're trying to drive out care with care. And the net result is the precise opposite of our anticipations. The fetters which bind us to our possessions prove to be cares themselves. Isn't it true? So many times, the things that we're sure that we need, once we get them, they end up causing us more concern once we have them. So what can we do about this when we're faced with a problem that's simply too big for us? First, this morning I'd like to remind you that we can look again to God the Father. Perhaps worry has clouded our vision, making it hard for us to see Him or even warped our view of Him. Jesus gave us a couple examples of things that are small and weak, but they still thrive in this world. First, He mentions the birds and reminds us that they don't farm. You know, they don't go out and intentionally plant seeds or harvest a crop and store it away. But somehow they still manage to survive. God provides for their needs. Jesus asks an important question. Are you not much more valuable than them? God cares about all His creation. But men and women are of the greatest importance to Him. He fully understands our needs and, as our Creator, is able to provide for us. Another thing that Jesus mentions is the grass of the field. All those beautifully designed plants and flowers that grow in the wild, so many of them without a gardener to tend to them. Now today in the United States, our greatest concern for most of us anyhow is not that we'll have any clothes at all. Most people are mainly concerned about the style of the clothes they wear and what it says about them. You know, are they nice enough? Are they suitable? In Jesus' day, clothing was very expensive, and only rich people had many different garments. King Solomon's wealth had been displayed often in the elaborate clothes that he wore, wealth and splendor unmatched by any other king of Israel. What a reminder that the flowers and grass outgrowing in the wild, without a penny, are more splendid and beautiful than anything that can be created by the world's greatest artist. In those days when we're worrying about what tomorrow holds, let's look to God and see the reminders all around us that He is able to provide for our needs. The child of God is blessed with a heavenly Father that knows fully all of our needs and even what our needs are going to be in the future. Now, so far today, we've talked about things in a bit of negative terms, perhaps. You know, do not worry. But what should concern us and what does deserve our attention? What things should we be doing? First, we should seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Our primary concern should be that we are a part of the kingdom of God and that our lives bring glory and honor to the King. This doesn't mean we'll never think about what we'll eat or what we'll wear, but rather that those things will be secondary. They'll be of lesser importance to us in light of our Heavenly Father. So my friend, in this year, what will your priority be? Will your time and best effort go towards getting things that bring you joy and impress your friends? Or will it go towards bringing Jesus joy, bringing Jesus honor? All around us are people who have already grown bored with their Christmas presents. And to be frank, they're looking for something else. For all of us, things can only bring a temporary satisfaction. And what an empty life if getting things is your source of happiness. There's so much more in life, so much more to true happiness. You might be thinking, well, you know, that's a cute idea. Just don't worry about anything and everything will be all right. Sounds like a fairy tale, right? But that's not reality. Well, is Jesus saying that you won't have any problems or need in your life if you just look to God? How do you seek the kingdom of God? How do you find the kingdom of God? Let's just first stop here for a moment and consider seeking first the kingdom of God. The context in this passage is dealing with worry and anxiety in our lives. Jesus mentions food and clothing, basic needs that we all have. The question is, how do we meet those basic needs? You know, Satan would often tempt us to cheat, find a shortcut, try to get something for nothing or almost nothing. But is that what a Christian should be doing? Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In the previous verse, Jesus said that your heavenly Father knows your needs. In reality, again, God knows them so much better than we do. But who do we turn to when we have a problem? Do we always try to figure it out on our own? Do we try to find some way to meet the need our way? Or do we turn to God and ask him for guidance or help in meeting the need? Sometimes, like spoiled children, we just want all of our needs met automatically. We don't want to ask or do what is right. We just want them magically to appear, the solution for every problem. You know, I think there's something deeper here, though. God wants us in every situation and circumstance to approach the problem from the perspective that he is God and fully able to take care of the problem. Our responsibility is to look to him first, not just use God as a backup plan or a crutch when we've exhausted every other way we can think of. We should first seek his will and his way in the problem, and also his righteousness, or to be found doing what we know is right according to God's word. Seeking first the kingdom of God involves building a relationship with the king. Often this means that the gifts of God come incrementally as we walk with him, and often in ways that we didn't really expect. The amazing part is that God wants to have this relationship with us. He wants you to grow in your faith and do what is right, not just seeking things that fulfill our selfish desires and leave us self-focused or self-centered, but to find our satisfaction, our pleasure in him, in doing what pleases him, and then realizing that all of our needs are met through him. As we face a new year, I encourage you to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and find him to satisfy all the needs that you may have.
Sometimes, alleluia. Sometimes, praise the Lord. Sometimes, gently sing. In one accord. Sometimes, alleluia. Sometimes, praise the Lord. Sometimes, gently singing. Our hearts in one. Sometimes gently singing, our hearts in one accord.
Well, my friend, our time together is quickly coming to a close. But before we go, I simply want to ask you, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? As we face this new year, are you doing it on your own? Or do you personally know the power of God at work in your life? I trust that you do. But if not, we would love to talk to you and share Jesus with you in person. You can stop by today during regular service times at 10:30 this morning or 6 o'clock tonight. Or you can call our church office and set up an appointment. The number to call is 717-273-3690. Or you can send us an email at lebgmc@gmail.com. We would be delighted to help you in any way that we can. If you need a ride to church, we offer multiple buses that cover most of the city of Lebanon each Sunday morning. If you enjoy a good story, you should try out our Dial a Story program. Each week, you can find a new story by calling 717-273-4561 and listen to a story geared for children, sharing the gospel message and building Christian character. We're a church of just ordinary people who have found God to be the answer, the hope and help of all who seek him. It's our goal to give him glory and bring him praise. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you a very blessed new year.
God picked up a sparrow that could no longer fly. He brushed off its wounds and then watched it soar into the sky. If he's mindful of creation, on this I can depend. I am his child, and I can place all my trust in him. I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never wants past fail. Kept right on trusting in his word. My wants and God's desires don't always agree, but I lean on his will, for he always knows what's best for me.